From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces engaged Sunday in a new offensive at a town near Mosul. Kurdish Peshmerga forces have been pushing toward towns just northeast of Mosul to clear the way for troops heading to the city to oust the Islamic State group. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has visited the region. He was in Erbil on Sunday for talks with Kurdish leaders and military commanders. Shortly after arriving, Carter met with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. Carter also discussed Turkey's demand to join the battle, saying Iraq's sovereignty in the operation is paramount. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has rejected Turkey's bid to participate in the military push to retake Mosul. Also, Iraqi officials said Friday's assault by IS fighters on Kirkuk ended in failure, with all attackers either killed in battle or blown up by their own explosives. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British Monitor said there was fighting in several areas of the city along the front that divides the government-held west from the rebel-held east. The Monitor said Syrian or Russian airstrikes have also resumed. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed had said he had hoped that the ceasefire would continue. This is VOA News.